Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's our 5G Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And we've been having a heck of a day here tracking the Mike McCarthy story. The Bears have requested permission to chat with him. We have a report that Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy should have been meeting today or will meet a little bit later on. Unclear on that, but a fascinating time indeed as tomorrow around this time we might be talking about a search for a new head coach. Could be on the way to Chicago or could be back. Cowboys contract with Mike expires on Wednesday, but they have exclusive negotiating rights until the 14th, and maybe they'll decide to exercise their right on that. Okay, so with all that going on, it's time now for an audio celebration of the Cowboys game day that was. Here's Wolchuk, little two guys, one booth.
Let's do it. 9 hours of Dallas Cowboys football for one final time. It's time to do it. Two guys, one booth. Some fans would say mission accomplished. Cowboys lose 23-19 to Washington. Others would say, damn it, I hate losing. Well, this is what the pregame conversation led to is, yes, two guys, one booth. It's just not about the game. If something happens pre or post, we're going to have it for you. Well, Brad, thought Eric was being a little disrespectful to the game.
No, I want to win today. Eric wants to lose for a better draft position.
Yeah, that really irritates me.
I'm sorry.
And here's why.
Now I threw it back at you.
Yeah, there we go.
And here's why. The people who want to lose a game for the better draft position have no respect for what players go through to win a game, to prepare for a game. That's so disrespectful to Jordan Lewis.
Sure.
Oso Odighizu. I don't mean to take it all out on you.
Oh, no.
I haven't been looking at it.
It's all good. It's all good.
I feel bad for dragging you into this.
I made this bed.
Those guys, that is so disrespectful to them. Why don't you go out there and do your worst and see if you can put yourself in a position for someone to come take your job? I mean, it's just awful.
It's just awful.
Well, I mean, that is under the premise that the only perspective that matters is the player perspective. How about the respect for me, the guy that spent decades, blood, sweat, and tears, you know, paying attention to this football team,
money,
buying the merch, spending the money, right? And I just want them to win a damn championship, not a meaningless Week 18 contest that's going to make them, you know, have a worse pick. Brad, how dare you disrespect me as a fan?
How dare you?
Disrespectful. What I would have said if I was in Eric's situation.
He started off like very intense looking at Eric, and then he realized it's a bad look. I mean, dope, but Eric's just kind of sitting there like, okay.
Well, we did get the great drop now that will live forever. Give it to me, Brad.
Give it to
Eric.
Me, Brad, yeah.
So that's good. Yeah. That's good to have there. But yeah, I mean, Brad was speaking from the player standpoint.
He was.
I understand why fans are always about team take. You want to get the higher draft pick. I understand that. But the players and the coaches, you got to respect that as well. They don't give a damn. All right, crowd noise being an issue, Brad.
Well, it sure wasn't the crowd noise that got to steal, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it wasn't very loud. In fact, I think the loudest it got yesterday at AT&T Stadium was when Deuce Vaughn touched the ball.
They did.
And the chance
also,
the
chance of defense on the Commanders' side when the Cowboys had the ball got pretty loud, too.
Yeah, the Commanders fans showed out. They certainly did, and they probably have been saving all their money because they haven't wanted to show their faces. Yeah. And then this year they're good, so why not? Come on out and support.
Sound like it got pretty loud when the Commanders scored the winning touchdown.
Yeah, that was probably a mix of like Cowboy fans and Commander fans all joining together.
That was Eric and you jumping up.
Woo-hoo! Let's go. All right, let's get to, my guy, Fergie. I was so excited about Jake Ferguson taking that next step. Unfortunately, it didn't happen for him. It was a really, really rough year for him and the rest of the team. Well, Brad wasn't happy about it either.
False start, offense number 87.
Come on, Ferg. Come on, Ferg.
Yeah, come on, Ferg. Saying that all year to myself. Come on, Ferg.
Come on, Ferg.
Been battling injuries. Offense has really grinded to a halt in a lot of ways. Not all his fault.
No, I'm
sure he'll still be slightly above average next
year.
He
did have a heck of a play, though. They were like about 18 yards.
He did.
And
he had that play.
Ran over.
Damn right he did.
Yeah.
He really did have that play, man. We'll have that
Well,
forever.
No, I'm just saying, though. I mean, there.
No,
that's kind of what you were expecting.
I was expecting that. And I definitely wasn't expecting no TDs.
Yeah.
You kidding me? Not a single.
He tried. He tried
TD
to get that
Tuesday.
One foot down.
He tried. That was almost a tremendous catch. Yeah. And he knew it. Like, right after he caught it, he's like, I know I got both feet down. Fortunately, he didn't have control of the football.
The juggling, yeah.
All right. This officiating crew, I mean, we anytime there's a cleat or a land that's on the call, something's up. So this was Cleat Blakeman, and it took them about a year just to figure out what the hell was going on.
What do you got for us, Cleat? Come on.
Cleat smiling.
This really shouldn't take this long. There are two guys just shoving each other.
All right, Cleat.
Maybe they're picking it up. I don't know.
All right, Cleat.
Christy, will you tell Cleat we're ready?
He's talking to somebody on his headset.
It took forever. I mean, I looked over at Brian and I said, you know, this is okay. We could actually use this. This game was going too fast for post-game purposes. We don't want a 3.5-hour post-game, right? 3 hours is plenty to talk about this trash that we've watched.
Get a little
all
OT going on here. But Commanders, don't be in a hurry to score the touchdown.
Maybe Cleat was doing that. Cleat was looking out for us. But it did take Cleat Blakeman and his crew a while. But that is amazing to me as I thought about it. Like, we've got a Land Clark, somebody whose first name is actually Land.
Land, yeah.
And a Cleat.
Yeah.
I wonder how that conversation went. Honey, what do you think we should name our son? Cleat. Sounds good to me. Land. That's the name we were looking for. Family name. Land Jr. coming up next. All right,
Is that a Cletus, you think?
Maybe. That was the name of the Fox robot, right? Cletus?
Cletus was
Cletus Blakeman.
Oh, it is his name?
Yeah.
Cletus. Okay, so it's Cletus. So we go Cleat for sure.
I think Cletus is one of those that got you made fun of in the 90s for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cletus?
Hey, Cletus.
Yeah. Changing it to Cleat, that's more sporty.
Cleat does sound more badass than Cletus.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
Although Cletus will tune you up.
Cletus sounds like coveralls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coveralls can change the carburetor.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He can just tell by the sound of it. Oh, yeah. No, you got to get your wuss names.
Probably outfish you.
Yeah. Probably outfish you.
Oh, yeah.
100%. By the way, shout out to Tovash. Did you see what Tovash
had? Oh, yeah. Tovash had a basket full
of them. Tovash cleaned up. Out there fishing over the week on Friday there. All right. Babe loves himself some balls.
Are you more impressed than you were with preseason game number 3?
Yes, I am.
So far.
Throwing some nice balls.
Specifically Trey Lance's.
Trey Lance. Yeah.
And Trey Lance's balls looked better yesterday, didn't they, Brian?
They did. He threw several of them. I mean, I think felt like looking at the tape, saw the field, the in-breaking routes, the crossers and stuff. I wish the red zone stuff was a little bit better for him, but, you know. And the ball that went down the field that got that Turpin missed the pass where Turpin, was – broke open. He needed to throw the ball a little bit earlier. He saw him. He just didn't throw it early enough. He throws it earlier, they probably score on that play.
There's a couple of those. Like, Tolbert had to get open twice on a play.
Right. Tolbert circled back. Yeah. Tolbert did a nice job.
He did. Like,
he was trying to run the cross, and then he spun back.
Yeah.
Going,
it's like, Trey, throw it, and then finally he did throw it, but it was the second time Tolbert had to work himself open.
Right.
All right, let's get to Brad and Christy, and this is rare. We, of course, had the cheerleader who got hit by Brandon Aubrey. And
I learned a rule.
We did learn it. Shout out to Babe. They had this on the broadcast, but we had to get an update. How's our injured Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, Christy?
10:28 remaining in the first half here. Cowboys leading Washington
6-0 by virtue of two Brandon Aubrey field goals. But that's not all Brandon Aubrey has done today. Let's get an injury update from Christy Scales.
Dallas Cowboy cheerleader rookie Michelle is going to be okay after Brandon Aubrey, his kickoff out of bounds on the flag, hit her in the back of the head. She's laughing about it now, but I've never done an injury update on a DCC.
First time for everything.
First time for everything. Yeah, that, fortunate spot to catch that, I believe, right in the crown of the back of the head there. You know, not in the face, not in the back of the neck.
There was a gentleman that tried to block the ball, and he was horse S on it. I mean,
well, I think he was a cameraman, wasn't he?
I think he was.
Somebody that was.
But he had on the vest like he was the camera dude.
Yeah.
But he tried to do it, and he couldn't get there.
Well, at least took something off it. Yeah. I kind of look at that guy as a hero.
He kind of tipped it into her head.
He might have.
Man, you know.
His intentions were pure.
Yeah, they were. I mean, it was like a reaction.
Catch the ball.
Boom. Tell you what, Heckma Harrison, who works for DallasCowboys.com, used to be part of Friday Night Stars with me, Eric, and Kyle Yeomans.
He'd take a ball off the back of the head?
He took a ball off the finger, broke his finger from Haynes King.
Oh, wow.
Zipped one on the sideline during that Longview Lobo State Championship game that they won. Saved Eric's life. I mean, it was going to go straight to Eric's head. Might have killed him. And Heckma stuck his big paw out there, but he messed his finger up. I bet it's still jacked up to this day. You should check it out next time you're at the store. Ask him how that finger's doing. Mm. All right, let's get to Rico Dowdle. And I know, hey, Rico was awesome this year, but one thing he wasn't great at is getting touchdowns. Finally, the Cowboys get in the end zone with a rushing touchdown, one of just six on the entire 2024 campaign.
Snap to Lance, inside handoff. Dowdle pushing. Touchdown! Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rico Dowdle, a rushing touchdown.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we need more rushing touchdowns. Give us all the rushing TDs. One of the best TDs, the rushing ones. I was also wanting to see a little more Trey Lance legs in the red zone. Mm. Now, what the hell do I know? Not a play caller. Yeah. Please don't ask me to design your offense. But I would have liked to use the legs a little bit more in the red zone. Maybe next year if Trey's back. He's not going to start because Dak's healthy. Let's get to Brad making noises.
Now the extra point by Aubrey.
All right, we had a delay of game situation. This took up probably the entire first segment of the postgame show. What were they doing on this 4th-and-1? Brad and Babe, help us.
Okay, now I do think you go for it here. You don't kick the field goal with the field position and all that, but I would love if the game was a little bit different.
I mean, this is a healthy yard.
Excuse me. John Fossil is over there bringing up his guys on the sideline. Let's see if the Cowboys let this thing run down and then take a timeout and bring him out. Aubrey.
1 second to snap. They look at that. They took a delay of game.
Delay of game. Oh. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Fourth down.
Okay, well, he must have been the punt unit he was bringing up over there, John Fossil.
That's so interesting.
That's still... Didn't get a great explanation, but I think Brad talked about in the post, make them go 91 yards. Is that what he was thinking, Wolchuk, with that?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they could have ran a play and probably taken more time off that clock. I think they may be able to get that first down. We'll see. I mean, unfortunately, that didn't work out for him.
You know, in the moment, I kind of understood it. You know, you kick it and you play some defense, you make them go the length of the field, but then again...
But you got to know your team.
Be aggressive.
Well, I'm going to say this, though. Marcus Mariota was carving you up in the second half. So, you know, if you're going to say, okay, 91 yards, play defense with Marcus Mariota carving you up the way he did, I kind of would have gone for it on fourth down and tried to maybe salt that
Marcus
game.
Had been playing really well. Yep. I mean, that second half was really, really brilliant from him. Okay, speaking of which, this was fourth down, game on the line. Cowboys looking to get the dub. Can they stop Marcus Mariota?
4th-and-1. Snap is back. They hand it off. No, he kept it and ran through the middle on a quarterback draw to the 20 and all the way down to the 15. What a great ball fake by Mariota. They faked it to the back who got stuffed, but Mariota kept the ball.
Mm-mm-mm. Play of the year, Brad. I loved it, man.
It was
kept hope alive for us.
It was a hell of a
took
play
advantage day. Of the rookie there on that one.
I mean, no disrespect to the players. I would hope that they would be trying their hardest at all times, and I love the job that Mike McCarthy and the players did staying professional all year long. I would want nothing less from my football team than maximum effort and dedication, integrity, stuff like that. But hallelujah, baby. I mean, it was one thing to win the Tampa game and get out of the top 10, but getting out of the top 15, that would be a catastrophic conclusion to the season.
Yeah, this was one where I don't know like how far you would have ended up falling. Because everybody,
15 or 16,
15, everybody behind yeah, 15. You, also 8 and 9. So it would have ended up being like the strength of schedule. Yeah, and you ended up, you probably would have been, 15, right ahead of Arizona. So it saved you a couple of spots with that Marcus Mariota keeper. Now, it still came down to the end. I thought maybe, okay, are you going to get overtime here? Mm-hmm. But it was Terry McLaurin for Marcus Mariota, final TD of the Cowboys season. Going, it was good on good. Deron Bland, can you make a play here? We knew where the ball was going. Take it away, Brad and Babe.
Looking into the end zone, there's the fade to McLaurin, and he's got it easily. Touchdown, Washington. Just a perfect throw by Mariota over the top of Deron Bland for the Washington touchdown with 2 seconds left.
That was a replay of the two-point play they tried earlier that Bland was able to defend. So they ran the same play to try and win the game. Earlier they scored the touchdown, went for two. Bland was able to knock the ball away. This time he didn't get his hand in between there. He didn't find the ball like he did the first time around. Ran the same play on the fade. That's what they did.
I mean, hell of a job. I thought by Bland on both of those, even though he didn't get the second one. It was. I mean, he was right. He was in his kitchen. Right there. Yeah, you can do about that, right? You put yourself in position to make a play.
They ran the same play that they ran right on the two-point play.
Unbelievable. So, there it is. Two guys, one booth, one final time for the 2024 season until August when we get football back.
Thank you, Wolchuk. All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. No Cowboys hour tonight because the season's over. That means you have Fred and Blake over there. They're in the bullpen getting warmed up here for a Monday night show. But before we do that, we need a chuck wagon. Zach, what's in store?
All right, let's do it. What's going on with Ohio State's ban due to inclement weather? We've also got some leftover NFL tea to give you. And another defensive coordinator's been fired. That's...
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Next.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for Zach Wolchuk's Chuck Wagon. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. And here he is now. Wolchuk.
We got this FCS championship game going on right now. Bryce Lance, Trey Lance's younger brother, at quarterback here for North Dakota State. This is just, up the road, basically, in Frisco, where FC Dallas plays. So Montana State, and Carter just went. Carter's posted a photo from the game. So full report from Carter Freeman, I'm sure, coming up on 105throughthefan.com. But we'll see if the Bison are able to get themselves another NCAA FCS national championship. Bad news for the Cleveland Browns. It appears that Deshaun Watson has a setback in rehabbing that Achilles injury, as Andrew Berry announced today. So he's rehabbing the torn Achilles.
He's looking good on TikTok.
He sure is, which is kind of like, okay, so what the hell is going on? I mean, he's out there, traveling the world, and hey, good for you with his girlfriend. But I guess something happened during rehab, and he's been splitting time between Cleveland and Miami for that. He reported some discomfort. Berry added that it was too early to give a timeline for the quarterback's recovery, but I have seen some reports that he could be in danger because of this, of missing all of next season. So it just goes from bad to worse for Cleveland with this Deshaun Watson deal. And they're now picking number 2 overall.
Mm-hmm.
You got Tennessee at 1, Cleveland 2, Giants at 3. You might have all 3 teams at the top of the draft order here needing quarterbacks when it's all said and done. If anything's not going right with Watson. Problem is, I don't know if there's 3 quarterbacks worth taking 1, 2, 3 this year.
Well, it'd be just very Cleveland-like to take one and that guy not work out.
Yeah. I mean, you think Prime's going to allow Shador to go to Cleveland? If Cam Ward really is the apple of the Titans' eye? I don't know. I don't think he's going to say, hey, go to... Now, Kevin Stefanski, I do think he's a very good offensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if...
I wonder why he gave up the play calling.
It's a good question, because they just fired Dorsey, their offensive coordinator.
He gave up the play calling. I'm surprised that he did that. But I don't know, man. I mean, I know we're not Cleveland radio station here, I wonder if they would really take a quarterback. I wonder if they would just wait till the second round.
Yeah. Just and, take and a dart then.
Just take, you know.
Maybe Jackson dart.
Yeah. They take somebody, some, take a skill player there, you know.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah. Be a possibility there. Maybe. Absolutely.
Maybe.
Yeah. He'd be electric.
He would be. I mean, the dude's absolutely amazing.
But I mean, but they take him and play at corner. I mean, like I say, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know the Cleveland Browns. I know we played him in week one.
Yeah.
The corner situation, they get the guy from Northwestern, right?
It seems like they have a pretty good cornerback room.
Yeah. A couple of fine corners.
They might be able to just pop him in
Ward's
wide receiver.
There. And, yeah. They've got some.
Newsom.
Yeah. Got some. Yeah.
Zay Flowers hurt his knee during that Saturday night game against the Steelers that Lucius was partying and watching. He's listed as day-to-day. It's a sprained knee. Now, he did cut off all the dreadlocks going into the postseason. It's like a thing with Baltimore because Derrick Henry did the same thing. Now, Zay Flowers has cut him off. He seems to be optimistic. He's going to be good to go as they play Pittsburgh Saturday night. That'll be the wild card round. But that injury happened as they were taking on the Browns this past Saturday. And that's the one thing you hate to see. Like, obviously, Baltimore needed to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to clinch the division. They were playing for seeding. They finished 12-5. It all ends up working out for them. But to lose Zay Flowers, who is the first ever wide receiver to make the Pro Bowl, as we talked about last week, that would be crushing if for some reason he's not able to go and play in this game against Pittsburgh, who comes in losing 4 in a row. They're the first team in a while to have that happen. Now, this is not a surprise to me, and maybe not to you guys either, but Andrew Marchand was putting out that there's a lot to believe this is going to be a one-and-done for Tom Brady in the booth. Like, this is just, he's going to
good. I don't want to see him in the booth anymore. Not that he's bad or anything. It's just, respectfully, it's beneath Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. He needs to be putting on, like, a suit and tie every day. He's brass, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And beyond that, he's not very good at it.
Okay, there we
you
go.
Know, but I think for him,
jeez, bro, come on.
But, and he's not very good at it.
And he stinks. Nah.
But I hear you. I mean, I'm kind of in that same lane that if you're the GOAT, why should you be out here struggling to do something that you're not, you know, gifted at doing? And obviously he doesn't want to work that hard at it. You know, so go be a sports owner, maybe file an occasional report, do an interview. But yeah, you know, I think it's a bad look for him.
He just hasn't gotten better.
Mm-mm.
Okay. He's
not comfortable. You know, it's just like some people are better looking at what is happening mm-hmm. and putting instant words to it and just kind of having the harm. He's better if you ask him a serious question and give him an unlimited time to answer it, you know? And that's why he was great in that Jim Gray Monday Night Football radio interview that he did for years.
Right.
That was fantastic. But I just don't think like trying to put him on the spot to come up with something profound to say about a football game that he just saw in 20-second increments over a 3-hour period is in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, I guess Marchand said that he had regressed this week. He just says chunks 1,000 times. Like, oh, he's chunking the ball here, he's chunking it there. Doesn't have a very broad repertoire there for I guess verbiage for Brady.
They could bring back our guy Greg Olson.
They could. Greg's done a great job. And then if Brady wants to just focus on that minority ownership that he has with the Raiders, maybe he gets into that. I mean, I'm sure it doesn't help him that he can't sit in on the pregame meetings, you know, with the teams and the players and get that inside and good information there. That can't help. We did have Gus Bradley just got fired by the Colts.
Mm.
Their defensive coordinator was part of those Super Bowl teams with Seattle, so he will be available. How about Tyron Smith? Rich Cimini, who covers the Jets for ESPN, said Tyron Smith is considering retirement. Quote, I've got to make a lot of decisions going forward. Within the next couple weeks, I have to decide what I'm going to do as far as playing or not playing. Tyron added that he feels fine, and he finally has the full range of motion back in his neck.
Mm.
But, I mean, we were wondering how much longer Tyron wanted to play. We thought, like, if the Cowboys were to trade him, maybe he would just retire.
Yeah.
He ends up signing with New York, and he was healthy for the first half of the season, but unfortunately ended up on IR. It could be, hey, same year, you end up having Zach Martin and Tyron Smith retiring together.
How about that? Yeah.
And then maybe they end up both being up to go into the Hall of Fame together, which would also be fascinating.
That'd be cool. I was watching Aaron Rodgers say his goodbyes yesterday on the sideline, and he went up to Tyron Smith and said something with his back turned to the camera. Tyron said, appreciate you. I imagine you'd say, you know, you're the GOAT, you're the best. You know, sorry it didn't work out, something like that. But at least Tyron knows it's over. I feel worse for Aaron Rodgers, who, you know, thinks this this party's still going on. He's going to go somewhere and be competitive. Like, looking back on the last couple of years of his Packers thing, I know he had a really big year there. They had 13 wins. But the year after that, it really started to come apart. And that's been like 3 years ago now.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's a bummer for sure. Also, Kirk Cousins. Apparently, Cameron Wolf has said that the Falcons would be willing to keep Kirk Cousins as their backup if they can't get anything in a trade for him. Which is really already undercutting the value there. Like, if you're already saying, like, we'll just keep him as a backup. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to up the value. Maybe they're saying we're not that desperate to trade him. But either way, I'm not sure what the market would look like for Kirk Cousins. Maybe a team like Vegas, if they're not able to land one of these quarterbacks, like, they say, screw it. Like, that's an upgrade over what we're working with here with Aiden O'Connell on
100% pocket passer right there.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and run that in. And just another devastating injury for Christian Watson of the Packers. He had a non-contact injury yesterday.
Running a route.
Tore his ACL. Yep, suffered additional damage. That's going to end his season, and it puts the beginning of next year in jeopardy as well. Good news on Jordan Love, though. He should be ready to go as he left the game yesterday with a hand injury, but he's going to be good to play against Philadelphia. And your guy David Shaw, former Stanford head coach, He's going to get an interview with the Saints.
There we go.
So good
Dave
news
Dave was working David in Shaw. The player personnel department in San Francisco, I believe.
Wow. Look at him.
Is that what he was doing? I believe.
I don't have that in front of
me. I think I'm right about that. I would try and always keep up with Dave Shaw.
No, yeah, you're probably right on that one. You probably are.
I'll look it up.
College football news. Zachariah Branch, ex-USC wide receiver, he's committing to Georgia. That's a big win in the portal. Clemson's also canned their defensive coordinator, Wes Goodwin, who I guess Dabo is not given a timeline for who he's going to replace him with, but their defense was disappointing. Ah. Yeah, was he?
He's with Denver. He's the senior personnel executive for the Denver Broncos.
There you go.
Okay, Sean taking care of him.
So maybe he ends up getting that
San Francisco.
Gig.
Sorry about that.
And then Greg Sankey, SEC commission, absolutely wants change to the college football playoff bracket format for 2025. We actually do have here Lucius Cut 30, Heather Dinich of ESPN, talking about, okay, do you think we can get changes to this playoff format, or is it unlikely for this coming season?
It is critical that people understand that in order for any changes to be made next season regarding the seeding or home games or whatever it might be, everyone involved in the college football playoff who has a position of power has to agree to it. We're still in a period where it has to be unanimous. So we're talking about group of five commissioners, including the Mountain West, where you've got Boise State not only in it, but with a first round bye, conceding that possibly. I don't think that's going to happen. So my sources are telling me changes for next year, probably unlikely.
Okay, so no changes for next year, but I guess moving forward, we got to find a way. It'll be telling to see, like, do the teams with the byes again for a second year in a row end up just getting swept like what just happened? Because if that's the case, then we're going to have to figure something out here. It ends up being a disadvantage to get the bye.
I mean, 2 weeks without playing, 3 weeks without playing can be a massive, massive, I think, problem for a team. You're trying to maintain momentum. But, I mean, the rust, just the inability to keep your mood elevated, your focus, everything about your vibe is going to change. So I don't know if it's that much of an advantage at all, other than you get to stay healthy. But if the team you're playing stays healthy, and now they're showing up with momentum after winning a playoff game, everybody on campus is excited. I don't know if that's that advantageous. I've said, I think since the beginning of the year, just add four teams. Let's get to 16 and clean this thing up. Make a real bracket.
I'm with you on this one. Did you guys catch PJ Washington against Cleveland? He was wearing his Christmas Day jersey on accident for the first quarter.
No.
I didn't notice this either. I guess there was a dunk that TikTok on Bleacher Report caught. And you can see on the back, usually where the NBA logo is, right above where the player's name is.
The holiday logo?
It was the holiday logo, the Christmas Day logo. So I guess somebody caught it. And later on, after the first quarter, he switched jerseys again. But he was repping that Christmas Day uniform against Cleveland the other night. LeBron making more history as he has passed Michael Jordan for the most 30-point games in NBA history. A little surprising. I figured LeBron would have already done that.
I thought that was something he'd had a long time ago.
Yeah, at this stage in his career. But congratulations to LeBron. I actually saw some stats since he's turned 40.
How many more games did it take him than Jordan?
Oh, it had to have taken plenty more. It's almost like, okay, it's kudos to you, sir. But it just also shows the greatness that was Michael Jordan. But since turning 40, These are LeBron's numbers in the four games that he's played. 21-13-9, 33-8, 38-8-7, 23-4-7. Like, this dude needs to be studied. It's unbelievable at his age, the still dominance that he's able to show on the floor. At 40, it's like he hasn't skipped a beat. Yeah. This is unbelievable what he does.
It really is. It took Jordan about 500 less games, but Jordan was more of a pure scorer. LeBron has done everything. Like, he combined really Magic Johnson's floor vision and passing ability with the Karl Malone size, you know, and just everything that he's done. I don't know if we'll ever see any player like this ever again.
Probably not, especially the longevity that he's showing off right now.
I mean, he set records as a young NBA player, like the youngest, and now he's setting records as damn near the oldest.
And to stay healthy pretty much the whole way.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the commitment to his body and the conditioning. And really, I mean, like, LeBron, the injuries have never really been a huge thing with him. Later on in his career, like, maybe with the Lakers, he's kind of picked and choose. Like, all right, we're not really in it, so I'm going to sit out this year. But for the most part, the dude's been healthy throughout his career.
I mean, despite what people say, never in any real controversy.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're not all that for just, you know, different public or political opinions, maybe you could take issue with him on one thing or another that you have a disagreement with, but he's never been in any scandal.
Well, no, I mean, and he's able to really just see everything before it happens as well, like predicting the future. That is a talent that I don't think anybody's had that's quite as great as LeBron.
Yep.
The Thunder have extended their winning streak to 15 games. They had a big win over the Celtics yesterday. Ruben was actually watching that with us during the
It's funny to watch
show.
Ruben watch his...
Oh, man, he's living and dying by every... He's like, Shay, you're so good at basketball. I mean, he's a huge basketball junkie. I love you, Ruben. And Jimmy Butler, latest rumors there. Teams are lowballing the Heat. They don't like their hand right now at all there in Miami, as whatever offers they're getting, Pat Riley is saying no thank you. And I'm not sure what they're going to end up getting for Jimmy Butler. One of the murals that was up for him in Miami has now been changed. The headband that Jimmy Butler's wearing has been written, "I quit," on it. So Heat fans there are saying Jimmy's basically quit on the team. Warriors are not going to be pursuing Jimmy Butler. Apparently, they prefer Nikola Vucevic a little bit more. He's emerged as the front runner, but they're in a pickle because now you have Kuminga, who's probably one of the guys that a lot of teams want to trade for. He's hurt. He's going to be out for 2 to 3 weeks. So if you're going to trade for Kuminga, I mean, he'll be able to come back and play this year, but that's something that teams are going to have to monitor, like, what's his health status. And the Bulls are going to retire former MVP Derrick Rose's jersey during the season. It's actually going to be a game against the Knicks.
That'll be
later
cool
on this year. So that will be cool. He'll just be the fifth player in Bulls history to have his jersey retired.
Short period of time, it was him challenging LeBron and Kobe for you know, best players in the game.
Guys, pre-injury, man.
Yeah.
He was special.
Yeah, he was. He was incredible and won an MVP and all that. And, you know, it's great to see him get recognized. You know, I do feel like the Mavs should be letting the lines ring a little bit here for Jimmy Butler now. I don't think there is a way it can work team to team, but maybe a third team can fall into place and allow them to maybe go get a playmaker with Luka, you know, out another month plus. And Kyrie Irving now battling this this disc issue in his back.
Yeah,
you know,
out that changes
at least 1 to 2 weeks.
Sure does.
You know, if you could figure out a way to get Jimmy Butler without giving up anything but, like, expiring contracts and draft picks, maybe he not only keeps you competitive until you get your guys back, but once you do get your guys back, I mean, come on, that guy is, you know, pretty established as one of the toughest and most consistent postseason players out there, but one of the best two-way players of his generation. All righty. Thank you, Woolchuck. A Chuck Wagon in the books. We'll see what the Fan After Dark has cooking. Fred and Blake up next here on the Fan. All righty. Thank you, Lucius. It is the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time now to get set for the Fan After Dark, tonight's configuration. Fred and Blake, right?
No, it's Blake's here. Blake's here. He's... He and I got into a spirited discussion on Saturday. We do the 1 to 5 show after Will and CA. And so I said, look, I thought Sam Darnold should be in the MVP discussion. I said, I thought he was going to have a good game on Sunday. Clearly he did not. And so, you know.
Blake's pulling all the audio.
Blake's doing, he's pulling the receipts. He's going to have his victory lap tonight.
Of course.
You know, which I say, we'll let him have his moment. So, yeah, get ready for that. That's going down at 8 o'clock, so be ready.
Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, at least one of us is.
It'll be a big victory for Rangers fans Thursday night downtown in our show, or downstairs in our showroom. Rangers Winter Caravan presented by Coca-Cola. gets underway with free Whataburger and starting at 6:30, autographs with Marcus Semien, Cody Bradford. Then the Rangers Hot Stove Show will be live from 7 to 8. No sign up. Just get here early, and you will be in. That is Thursday night right here on your home of the 2023 champs.
Man. Might have to have a snowmobile to get here.
Yeah, you might. That's right. A 95% chance of snow on Thursday
and Friday.
Yeah. They say it's supposed to start Wednesday night. Now, there's some, and again, do we think meteorologists are as bad as sports writers when it comes to just the discrepancy and just the inflammatory nature and some of the things they'll
more
say?
Not, so.
Not
more
our
so.
Guy in this building.
Yeah.
No, oh, no, not Danny B, all right? No, Dan Brunoff is a legend.
He's legit. He's legit.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. You need to follow him. He's legit.
He's the man.
So Dan has Dan put a number out yet on what he thinks the accumulation will be?
No.
Some dude tweeted out, because Sean retweeted
14
it.
Inches?
You know what I'm talking about?
I saw it.
You saw that guy?
Yep. What? Did he just mean 1 to 4 and he didn't put the dash between?
No, this guy said that DFW, depending upon the storm, is on the edge of 14 possible inches.
Impossible.
Impossible.
So I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there because, like I said, I know in the Midwest, all my family back home, they're covered in snow.
Right now they're covered?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everything's closed. I-70, Kansas City.
Oh, I saw some trucks sliding off the road.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
At least Dan did say the wind is going to slow down starting tonight and continue. Morning lows dipping into the 20s. I don't see an accumulation prediction. That 14 inches, that seems on the high side.
That's insane.
Have we ever had 14 inches of snow here in North Texas, Brian?
I don't think so. No.
Maybe
no.
3 to 4.
No, I'm saying 2 to 5.
When I came over in the covered wagon, no, we never had that much.
We barely get snow. It's usually like ice, the wintry mix.
Yeah, you could deal with
slushiness.
You could deal with the snow. The ice is a problem.
That'll kill you.
Yeah, to me, the biggest issue is with the power lines not being able to take it, and they blow down, and then you're without power when it's cold. Yeah. That's the only thing I have a problem with. I like to play in the snow. Mm-hmm. I don't mind driving in the snow. You just have to be aware that you got to slow down. And
well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You got to drive slow.
Yeah.
See, people here I shouldn't make a blanket statement, but anytime you see video of somebody crashing in the snow, it's because they're driving like it's normal conditions.
Yeah.
Come on now. I mean,
no sudden movements.
No. Yeah. Drive safe and drive alive or arrive alive?
Drive alive.
You get what I'm talking about.
Don't mess with Texas.
It's just a lack of experience. I don't think it's any negative situation with the particular drivers here, because now when I go back to Oregon in the mountains of Bend, I am intimidated by driving in the snow and ice now, and I bring it down like 5 or 10 miles per hour slower than everybody else. I'm the guy that they're honking at just because I don't have a real trust for it anymore. I've lost my feel.
Well,
I drive like a rally car driver.
See,
I can sling that thing around.
There you
that's
go.
5 years. That's 5 years of living in Wisconsin.
And so now
I could sling
you're Mario Andretti all of a sudden.
I could sling that rogue around. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you get something with all-wheel drive and some snow tires on it, you can do that.
Yeah. That's true. Look, the front-wheel drive Ranger ain't doing that.
Okay? Yeah, that's true.
That's straight. So, by the way, have you talked, real quick, not to interrupt, have you talked to Chris Strong yet?
No.
You need to get with Chris Strong.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's moving to Oregon.
He's moving to Oregon.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's moving to Eugene.
He seems like the most Oregon guy I've ever met up here. He's going to fit in well.
That'll fit.
He's a good dude.
What's he doing? Did he get a gig up there?
His girlfriend.
Lady friend.
Got a gig up there. Yeah. So he's moving up there, and he's been saying the last few times he's been on the show, he's like, I need to get with Gavin
he's got another week, right?
Yeah,
another
I think
week?
He's got another week.
Yes, I think. Actually, I think it might. I think it might be this Friday. Week. No, I think this Friday with us is his last show.
Oh gosh!
Oh man!
So
my fellow playing a Wildcat.
He's a good dude, man.
My guy.
I like that Chris Strong.
I'm acting like he died, but he.
Yeah, he's still with us.
I don't want to lose him.
No, he cares, man. He's attention to detail guy.
He does.
So you got Mavs Grizzlies coming up here at the top of the hour. I'm sure you guys are going to have an eye on that. How screwed are the Mavs now without Kyrie for a week or two?
I mean, it feels like Cowboys 2.0. Only this team actually did something in the offseason. As far as all the injuries are concerned. But look, can you just tread water?
No.
Shut up, Brian.
I mean, you get Najee back.
Yeah.
PJ should be back, right? I mean, I know he's dealing with the bum
knee. It's going to be tough, man. You're playing teams that've got more players than you do right now. That's the problem. It's the problem in NBA, right, Dawson? When you watch those games, usually if you sit guys, you don't win.
You don't, and you said something yesterday. We were watching the game, and it's kind of creeping into.
By the way, sitting next to me, you did a great job.
As far as what?
Just sitting there next to
me. Hey, look, man, I respect the work ethic, like I said. And by the way, we lock in. We watch a little football. It was a good time yesterday.
I didn't know the rule about kicking it out of bounds, so I was a little disappointed in you there.
I didn't. I didn't realize it hit old girl in the head either. That went viral as well. But, you know, this what's important, I think, right now for this Dallas Maverick team, the Q. Dot Grimes of the world, the Jaden Hardys, Najee now that he's back. Can you at least squeak out a victory or two that you shouldn't, kind of like what you did against Phoenix? Can you win a game or two like that you shouldn't win? And again, tread water.
Yeah, the Portland, I mean, you're playing teams like you're playing Denver, and you're playing, we'll see with the Lakers, and you know, but you got Boston mixed in there. If you can't score, I don't think you win. I just think that's going to be a problem. I'm sorry. Wet blanket guy here. I'm guilty.
Well, you can't spot him 30-point leads.
I'm very guilty of this.
That's hard to come back from.
Yeah. Were you guys hopeful for a Cowboys loss yesterday? How were you playing that?
You know, I was hoping.
How was the locker room? I mean, you guys were in there.
Man, you got some screen time in the Jerry mom.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I was right there. I mean, I've kind of figured out how to get into the whole Jerry scrum. I didn't get much time because Jerry wouldn't stop talking.
He went 40 minutes, didn't he?
It was fun in there.
And here's the thing. Stopped after the 20 minutes. Because here's the thing about Jerry. Jerry faked everybody out at first because he broke after 22. I think it was like 23 minutes. And he said, all right, everybody was done. So I went into the locker room. And then apparently he took two or three more steps and then started talking again. So he actually stopped and then started back up.
We accomplished our feat, though.
But we really did.
I got some friends in the PR side of the Cowboys. And I said, hey, I need one favor from you this year. I need to speak to Jonathan Mingo before the season ends. He said, I got you.
Yeah.
Last game of the year, so I'm getting my Micah Parsons audio, you know, for my boy Tim Collins. I get a tap on the shoulder. It's my boy Bront. He goes, here's Mingo. Mingo's just standing there waiting for me. I said, oh, my. I didn't know what to say.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know what
to say. It's my favorite player, Jonathan Mingo.
I literally said out loud, Fred confirmed. I said, we're Mingo maniacs, right to his face. No expression.
He didn't get as excited as I thought he would.
He probably thought you were trolling him.
For the excitement.
No, we were being for real.
How many Mingo maniacs are there, for Christ's sake?
Exactly.
You know? Well, two of them.
These guys are making fun of me.
The two of us came up. Look, we did a two-on-one ganger, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right? Yep. You guys know how that rolls, all right? Especially in the locker room. You know what I'm talking about.
We know
how Blake have on his designer glasses while he was doing it?
No glasses.
Blake?
His designer glasses on?
Didn't have his, and no designer or his girlfriend's glasses on during
Just a nice blue suit, you know.
You did have the blue suit.
Ready for business. We got Mingo. I got some Brandon Aubrey questions in.
You did.
We got Rico Daddle.
Rico. Well,
so, you know.
We were getting kicked out of the locker room as Rico was happening. They were telling us to leave. Rico just kept on talking.
Now, Rico gave us time of day, and I got two questions in with Jerry, so.
I love it. We're loaded here. Fan After Dark for the next 4 hours. No more Cowboys Hour, no more Cowboys Crosstalk to contend with.
Us.
Okay, so you get a full four with these guys all the way until Rangers season.
Woo-hoo.
So live it up for the next 4 months.
Yeah.
All right, thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and Pitch. You just went five flawless once again. Thanks to Woolchuck and Broadus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation. Addies.